This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's the corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got you.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and chill, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because he's done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Marcus Dash here, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is the best time of the year. Our Chiefs may not be playing right now, but you got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, even though my Sixers are unfortunately out, but still a lot of stuff to be bet on. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember, BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Tight End. On your Monday evening, I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn. JD, how we doing, brother?
What is going on? What is up, Marcus? I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing well. What about yourself? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm pretty exhausted. I had a pretty long weekend. So Saturday, from Twitter, everyone, I went to Nazi Johnson's football camp in Winchester, Virginia. And then from there, which is a great time, Nazi's amazing. What he's doing in that community in Winchester is really awesome. So it's really cool. If you haven't got a chance to see the video, Chief Concerns, we did a feature on it. It's on our channel. It's also on our Twitter account as well. But he's doing great things there. We talked about some other football related stuff, which we'll talk about more on Wednesday, and we'll release some of the footage from that. So it was great. But then from there, JD, I went to Maryland where my girlfriend was running in her half Ironman race, which was wild. She's been training for it for 6 months. I want to give her congratulations here tonight from our Chief Concerns group. Congratulations for getting it. She got done in under 7 hours. And of the 1,800 people that were in it, only 500 of the 1,800 were women. So she did accomplish some good stuff this weekend.
Incredible. Incredible. Look, man, look at her. Hey, congratulations, Laura, you know, for the hard work that you put in. 7 hours, I wouldn't have been able to do it. So my hat's off to you. I mean, that is phenomenal. That is absolutely phenomenal, man.
1.2-mile swim, a 56-mile bike ride, and then finished off with a half marathon, 12.3 miles. So, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do any of that.
Man, always got to keep up with your girl, man. See if you could, you know, get you in shape. I know you go out and you work out all the time, too, but, you know, that's a whole different level of fitness right there.
Totally different.
A
Fitness. Like she tries to get me out on long runs. I'm like, I was like, we'll go to the track. We'll do 10 100s. She goes, no, I don't want to do 10 100s. I want to run 10 miles. I'm like,
I'm out. You give me a little, I'll see you at the house. Okay. Have a good time. Be careful. You know, I'll see you back. So, Lacey Stakes says, you go, girl. You go, girl. That's it. Congratulations, girl. Wendy says that. What's up to everybody in the chat tonight? Lacey Snake, Wendy, Vegas, Chiefs Kingdom, Cameron Johnson. He says he needs that hat, Marcus. That's a beautiful hat, brother. The twinsies. We see that cute twinsies. Wendy said. So, yeah. Charles Driver, what's up, my man? Who we got? Andrea. Good evening, Andrea. How you doing? Ghost Hunter 1974. Is this like college? Since Jason is 15 minutes late, we leave. You don't leave. Look, I used to say this all the time. Okay, it's kind of funny, but I would say, man, look, if you leave, would you leave Michael Jordan home? No, you're not gonna do it. Feeling they're not gonna leave him. You don't do it, man. So don't leave JD, man. Okay, we getting ourselves prepared. We let y'all get in here, man. I see the chat is hot, man. It's spicy. It's look like it's going, man. And so we love, you know, just kind of seeing what y'all got going on. So goes Hunter Glyph for saying that, my brother. But yeah. Maria, what's going on, Maria? What's going on? I wasn't doing dinner. Not yet. I'm eating after this for sure. But yeah, I see all, you know, pretty much everybody that we got in here. And I'm sure some other ones going to come on in and check us out for the evening. So good to see you all. Good to see you all. How was y'all evening? Ernest, what's up? What's up, Ernest? Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, man, what's going on? So JD got to cut their yard work off at 6:55, brother. Listen, look, I only got a limited time when the sun is out. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was finishing up. I was telling Mark's like, man, let me finish up real quick. So I just put in some lights and different things, man. I'm trying to get a more craftier kind of thing about me. You know, I got plenty of tools. My wife said, you just like using tools. I'm like, absolutely, I do. I love using tools. So that's my thing. That's my thing. So yeah, now go, son. I already know, my brother. I already know, baby. You know, we have fun. We always gonna have fun getting back and forth. That's what we do. That's what we do. So no, it's all good. It's all good.
I think everyone knows your Monday night routine, JD. You're usually doing some yard work before we get on the show, Sarah. I think everyone knows. If we're a little bit late, JD's doing some yard work, finishing up some stuff.
yeah. Y'all say something to Mrs. Dunn about it. All right? She's back there like, finished. I'm like, all right, you know. You didn't think you have so much spiciness come out of somebody who's 5'1", 5'2". So,
yeah.
Up, Louis? Louis had to stop in on my birthday and say hi to everyone. What's up, Louis, man? Happy birthday, my brother. It is your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. happy birthday. Happy birthday, Louis.
We got some other birthdays in here as well. Like I saw Maria's birthday was on Friday. So happy birthday, Maria.
Happy birthday, Maria. Donna Cochran. Yeah. Hey, nothing like good sunshine and yard work. No doubt about it. Seems like it's always something to do out there in the yard. Always. So, yeah, man. Big barbecue, man. Hey, y'all have a good time. Okay. I can smell it from here, man. Y'all have a good time. I don't know what you threw on the grill. But maybe you can run it down real quick what you got going, man, for your birthday, man. If you got something in particular that you like, that you cook for yourself, I want to know what it is, what you put down. So, but other than that, man, everybody wished Louis a happy birthday, Donna happy birthday as well.
And Maria.
I don't know if it was Donna's or not Maria's. It was Maria's birthday. So.
Yeah, Maria.
All right, cool.
But yeah, so we obviously tonight's the second episode of our three-part AFC West series. Tonight we are highlighting the everyone's favorite off-season hot take is to say the Chargers are going to be a team to fend for the AFC West title. Every year I feel like it's been like that. I mean, since I was a kid, it was always a Chargers never the number one team. It was always, I think this is their year. Even when they had Norv Turner and the Marty Schottenheimer days, when they were like, you know, the perennial, like that number one seed every year, it was like, you know, this is their year. And then since they're not the top team anymore, now it's always they're the number two team, maybe going to take off the number one squad every year I hear. And I don't know if it's because they're the West Coast, LA, or San Diego team, But, like, I don't know what it is. The hype every year, and now with Harbaugh, they're getting that added bonus. And we're going to talk about what their projected win total is this year. And I am so off that. And I think a lot of people are going to be betting on it just because of the Harbaugh effect. But I'm far off on it, JD.
Okay. Well, sure, we'll have to see, man. I mean, look, Harbaugh is a legitimate coach. We know that. We've seen his success when he was with San Fran, when he played in the league. He understands, you know, how to win games. He understands all of the football. He comes from a football family. We understand his brother John, his dad, you know, also, you know, Jim. So he's got it in his blood. And he's coming here because I think he to be honest with you, I think he kind of got bored with college. College is kind of one of those things, man, and I think he was waiting for his time and opportunity to get back in the NFL. And I think for guys, for college coaches, coming to the NFL and winning a Super Bowl is like the ultimate possible thing you can do, especially after being a player in the NFL, right? And so if it eluded you when you were playing, this is an opportunity to kind of get that back. You can kind of be the driver of these things, obviously being the head coach. So I think he felt like San Diego, well, here we go, San Diego, L.A. Was a good fit for him, that he'd have probably a better chance and opportunity doing it with this team as opposed to some of the other, you know, places that was open. You know, and being in California ain't a bad deal, right? Being out in L.A. So he's got all the glitz and the glamour, man, L.A. with all the stars and whatnot. I'm sure he's going to enjoy this immensely, so.
Yeah, and San Diego, you know, he used to play there. He coached in Stanford. He coached the San Diego Toreros back in the day. So, I mean, he has that. I mean, I think that was his first head coaching gig was at, with the University of San Diego. So he was there. So, like, it was kind of, you know, obviously being with the Chargers organization, was at Los Angeles now, but, like, that San Diego team, the Chargers org, he's been around that for a long time. So, like, you know, as far as, you know, him getting bored in Michigan, I think I'm seeing Ghost Hunter here, the legal problems accelerate. Yeah, with the whole, like, filming other team sidelines, that kind of stuff. I mean, I know he's suspended for a little bit of this year, but that whole thing, I mean, and also, he won one. He finally did something that he said he was going to do, what, 7 years ago when he first went over there? Yeah. Finally did it. So now it's like, okay, like, you know, he got that. Now, like you said, go back to the NFL to try to conquer the beast that he couldn't do. His brother beating him in the Super Bowl his last year in the league, or one of his last years in the NFL.
Well, I think even if he didn't win it this year, he still would have came back. I think that's the thing about it. So if he didn't win the championship, his ultimate goal is coming back in the NFL to try to win a championship, win a Super Bowl. So that's when I say, like, getting bored, you know, and I'm just telling you from the standpoint of being a college coach, some of the things you do. Now, obviously, being up in Michigan, you know, this is, you know, where he's really cut his teeth a lot, you know, just kind of being from around that. It worked for him. It fit for him. But I bet he just had that yearning. You know, it's just that feel. You know, just right there on the back of your neck. You know, you can't quite put your finger on it. I think he kind of knew, right? San Fran, I get there. You know, I'm out there, you know, Stanford, all those different things. And then I got an opportunity right here coming up. He pounced on it. I think he knew it. He knew it, so.
He was very close to a couple of years ago with Minnesota. That was almost a locked in thing, and then he pulled out last second. I think it was a smart move not going to Minnesota. But now he goes to the Chargers. You know, we're gonna get to their roster here in a second, but you know, it's a lot of changeover. But you know what they say in this day and age in the NFL: as long as you have that marquee guy as your quarterback, I mean, you can do a lot with the team. And I mean, say what you want, Herbert. A lot of people are really high on him. I'm not the biggest fan of Herbert. I think he's good. But to say he's in the echelon, because some people have him in the echelon of Mahomes, or not Mahomes, the Josh Allen, the Joe Burrows of the world, you can't really have that if you don't have a playoff win under your belt at this point in his career. You know, so it's like, he's good. I just don't think he's in that top two-tier quarterback. I think he's more tier three guy.
Wow. Tier three?
Yeah, I would say he's on the same tier as, Jared Goff.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Jared Goff and Jalen Hurts, but I think I'd rather have Jalen Hurts than him.
Jeez. So who? Okay. So your first tier is five, right? Is what you're doing? Are you doing five first tier? How many?
My first tier is just Mahomes. He's in a category of his own. Tier two is when you go Burrow, Josh Allen.
Well, let's do numbers. Let's not do just arbitrary numbers. Let's go with, okay, let's do your top 15 guys. So I say tier three is 15, your top 15.
Okay.
So 1, 2, or 3, okay? After 15, it's just, you know, you're NFL quarterback. We know you're good. You're supposed to be on the squad. That's what you're supposed to do. So give me your top 5 guys right now, okay? Top 5 quarterbacks.
Okay.
Not only you, but I want everybody else on this chat to give me your top 5 quarterbacks, okay? This is a good conversation to have right now.
I would go Mahomes. And this is just top 5 in general or just any order?
No, top 5 in general.
Okay, yeah. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar. And this is obviously if everything was all equal and these guys are all healthy.
Yeah.
Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow. Mm. This is where we get into that tricky part.
Okay.
Are we talking age too? Or what are we talking about for this?
Everything. Get all in order, bro. Let's go all in order. But how do you want to go?
You know, I'd probably go I'd go Hurts at 5.
Hurts? Okay.
I go Hurts at 5, right. Yeah.
Second tier. The other, you're 5 through 10.
Okay.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Let me just do this. So you saying Justin Herbert is in a top 10? Is he a top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
I would say, yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say probably more towards the end of the 9-10 spot. Because I think Kyler Murray's more talented than he is. I don't think he's ever really had like a collective team to really have that kind of, you know, to be a consistent top quarterback every year. I think you put Kyler Murray with the weapons that Buffalo's had the last few years. I think he's putting up similar numbers to Josh Allen. I mean, I think Kyler Murray, to me, I think he's one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league.
I agree. You know, he kind of got a little, you know, bad rap because of
the video games.
Right. You know, not watching film and stuff like that. So, very talented. Okay. Yeah, Kyler Murray is definitely in that. Jordan Love's in there, Catherine Wells said. Ghost Hunter said, who did go? Mahomes? Oh, Lewis. Lewis Cutrow said, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. Okay. Lewis says, Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Burrow, and Hurts. Okay. So that's pretty good. That's two good ones right there. So
what's your top 5? Do you have Herbert in your top 5?
No. I don't.
Okay.
I don't even have Joe Burrow in my top 5.
Oh, I got to hear your top 5 then.
All right. True. So we'll have to go with Mahomes. We'll go ahead with Lamar. I like Allen. I like Hurts. And then I may have to go, and this is me. It's just, you know, personal preference. It either had to be Sunshine down there.
Wow.
Yeah, he's him, or it may have to be, oh man, see everybody, shoot.
You gonna put Caleb in there?
Nah. I like Stafford. think Stafford is, you know.
Yeah.
All that.
He was who I had in mind when I asked the age question. It was like, they were talking age and all that stuff. Consider, because I mean, I think he's another guy who's been talking about guys who's been in offenses that like didn't really have much for much of his career. That's why it was amazing he went to the Rams and finally got a ring. But he was a quarterback for the longest time outside of Calvin Johnson, and that was it.
Yeah.
And take away him, he had a bunch of, you know, NFL players, just guys. And he never really had a solid team around him. And what happens when he goes to the Rams and later on in his career, he wins a Super Bowl. So, like.
So that kind of goes into, like, the whole Burrow question. Same thing with me. Burrow's had talent around him.
Very true. You
know, LSU. And so is it where he's been able to produce because he has Jamar Chase and Higgins and like all those guys around him? Is that one of those things? I like Burrow. I take nothing away from him. He's a very talented quarterback. But just for me, it just seems, part of it is because of the guys he's got around him. Now, when we start getting into, and it's me personal preference, I think Justin Herbert's in there next. I think Kyler Murray's in there next one. I do believe that, you know, obviously Burrow's probably the next. He's probably the sixth. Then you start moving into it. I'm a Dak Prescott fan. I like Dak Prescott. I think Prescott's a top 10 quarterback. A lot of people might not think that. I believe he is. Then you CJ Stroud, because of what he's doing, I think he brings a lot to the table. So he might be getting in that cusp of like top 10. Still, you know, he's, the sample size is really small for the guys that I've seen. So that's kind of where I'm at.
And I'll say this, and to go along with the Burrow thing, and I'm not knocking Burrow. Burrow's great. And it also tells you how great the weapons are around him. But Jake Browning looked pretty damn good last year in mop-up duty for him when he was out. And I believe he had Browning broke like the the first two starts in your NFL career. I think he broke the record for highest completion percentage in the first two starts of an NFL career. So like that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. And that kind of showed me like, was this dude's legit? So he's legit, you know, because he won, you know, everywhere he's been pretty much, you know, and so. But now he has talent around him, so you can see what he was able to do. So then, you know, Joe Burrow was sitting on the sideline, you know, with a little coat on, just watching the whole thing happen. So you start looking around like, are we paying this guy $53 million? What do we do? But, you know, hey, man, you know, sometimes that's a conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
So we'll kick it back down here to but then you got to go into, like, you know, the Watsons and all these other guys that you're looking at, right?
Yeah.
So,
and the Goffs of the world too, because look, Goff took the Rams. Say what you want about Goff. I mean, I know he's not like the sexiest name out there, but took the Rams to the Super Bowl. And obviously, we saw a few years later, Stafford wins with the Rams team. But he took the Rams to the Super Bowl, and then he takes the Lions of all teams, to the NFC Championship game. And that's kind of, you know, you got to give the guy credit. I mean, taking two teams, two franchises to that NFC Championship game in itself is pretty cool feat.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like Goff a lot. Aaron Rodgers fits in there somewhere, right? For the age and what he's doing. Accomplishments, we know he's a very talented quarterback.
Yeah,
we know that. So we can't leave him out of the conversation either. You know, love him or hate him, you know, or, you know, deal with his crazy, whatever he is.
Yeah, that's its own category altogether. But play on the football field, yeah. I mean, but I think Jordan Love has shown, you know, that, you know, they moved on from Rodgers at a good time, and I think they actually have something with him. First half of the season, it was kind of rocky. Yeah. Second half of the season, JD, I mean, he looked like an all-world quarterback towards the second half of that season.
No question. And look, he's got a good cast around him. He has a really good, very talented wide receiver cast around him. But you got to still get the ball to him, right? So, I'm like, hey, man, you still got to be talented enough to get the ball to him. That's why Joe Burrow still is, like, you know, considering those things as well. Yeah, but Rodgers is mentally a dunce. It was a deuce.
Douche.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd agree, Wendy. I'd agree. But as far as quarterback play, you can't deny his, you know, the MVPs he's had, the one Super Bowl ring, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, the off the field stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Appreciate y'all. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Todd back to Blackledge.
Yeah, I saw some Tyler Thigpen love here. good running quarterbacks. Yeah, you know, we talked about it on one of our trivia shows. Tyler Thigpen, you know, led a league in rushing for quarterbacks the year he started. So, you know, and Tony G vouched for the guy. He wanted him to be the starting quarterback. Tony G would have stayed in Kansas City had the Chiefs stuck with Tyler Thigpen. All right, he said it, and you know they didn't do it, but you know.
Tony head coach was going to feed him the ball. That's what he knew. Tony, like, he loved me. He loved me. I told him he used to come hang out with us. He used to come hang out, man, kick it with us. You know, as a young buck, yeah, good people, man.
It's good, yeah, dude.
On the show, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, him and I, well, I always see his Facebook or Instagram posts and stuff. So, yeah, we could definitely get him on again during the season or in the offseason. He's great.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so JD, you ready to dive into the LA Chargers?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Formerly the San Diego Chargers with JD and I. Can't get away from our old AFC West days by calling it the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, man. It is hard.
All right, so examining the Chargers. So looking at the 2023 Chargers, obviously they finished 5-12. They were kind of a train wreck last year. Herbert gets hurt. They were just kind of a train wreck all over the place last year. 5-12 record, 1-5 in the division. Head-to-head with the Chiefs, they lost both games, including the last game of the season where Chris Jones famously got his $1.25 million bonus with that sack on Easton Stick. But, yeah, even with our backups in there, we won that game 13-12. And, that kind of tells you when a team's pretty much playing with, you know, most starters, but some guys were hurt, and you lose to a team that's sitting their entire squad. That's pretty pathetic. I mean, they threw the white flag once they played the Raiders in that Thursday night game. They got just shellacked. That was pretty much it for them. But yeah, JD, looking at the last year's Chargers team, it's a year to forget, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So pretty abysmal. So they look totally different on offense. It's a different squad, man. It's a different team. The question is, are they going to be able to put all this together by the time the season rolls around to really make some noise, right? So, but yeah, man, it's that the Chiefs went 13-12. It's a good win. Matchup on it, week 18. It's a good win. 31-17. It was good. I was out for that game.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So,
And then the week 18 game, the 13-12. I love the score 13-12. That could be like a baseball game.
I know it. Yeah.
So we're going to go to the key losses for them. So this is where we talk about, because we're going to get to what the projected win total is. But like when you talk about this team, it's going to look completely different. Like you said, JD, no more Austin Ekeler, no more Keenan Allen, two of their guys who probably made up more than 75% of the offense over the last few years for them. Mike Williams is gone. Gerald Everett's gone. Kenneth Murray, Eric Kendricks. And Eric Kendricks is my favorite one because they literally let our guy now, Drew Tranquil, go to get this guy, Eric Kendricks. And then a year later, they end up, you know, waving Eric Kendricks. And it's like, okay, well, why'd you not bring back Drew Tranquil then to only sign this guy for 1 year and then get rid of him after a year? I don't understand. But JD, when you see these losses, what is it? What comes to mind here seeing all these guys, all these talented guys who are no longer on this team?
You know what? So what comes to my mind really is just, I felt like they weren't doing enough offensively. And if this support cast that Herbert's had and they weren't able to do it, get it done, then they had to move on from him. I mean, Keenan Allen, one of the best wide receivers in the game. They moved on from him. Mike Williams, another one who ended up getting hurt, but he showed flashes of being a very legit wide receivers in this league, too. I'm one of the Mike Williams. Big guy, started catching the football, started arguably outpacing Keenan Allen for a little while. And I'm sure Keenan Allen started making a stink about it, you know, and that's probably part of the problem. So so that was another one. Gerald Everett, another guy, very talented tight end. I'm a Gerald Everett fan, man. He can do it all. He can block, he can catch. Very talented tight end. And my guy, Austin Ekeler, I think Austin, man, got the short end of the stick. You know, he was trying to hold out, trying to get that pay, and that whole running back controversy that was going on in the NFL, Austin Ekeler got caught up in that whole situation. Matter of fact, I think he was the first one to sign that kind of set the market, and that I think everybody's like, man, don't sign this yet. Don't sign. And I think they just kind of put the pressure because he knew he wasn't like a high draft pick. You know, he was a guy that he was like, man, look, I got to at least get on the squad. You know, if not, man, they got these other guys behind me that's going to come in. And so I guess he didn't want to give it up. But you see now, they get rid of him. So it's unfortunate because he's very talented back. Catch the ball out the backfield. Could run in between the tackles a little bit. So I like Austin Ekeler. But this, like you said before, this shows me that their offense just wasn't gelling together, wasn't working. And then they would put up some numbers, man. And so is it Herbert? We're going to find out. Or is it the guys that he got in the room? We'll find that out real soon this year, what is happening. As far as defense-wise, like you said, Kenneth Murray, Eric Kendricks, I didn't know who they brought in. So yeah, Andrew Traynor, offensive tackle, Michi Uzoduma, what's it? I don't know.
Uzoduma?
Yeah, Uzo. I just called him Uzo. Uzo. So they got a talent secondary. They got guys that's there. I guess he was just the odd man out, man. He wasn't giving enough. And so I've said this. They always have to attack who is the barometer, who is the standard in the NFL. Matter of fact, you got him in your division. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Do the guys you have stack up against the Kansas City Chiefs? That's the question. Okay? Are they performing? And so what they start seeing is Keenan Allen hurt, hamstring, Mike Williams hurt sometimes. Gerald Everett gives it, you know, give it up. Shoot, run one back. So maybe they still feel like they was winning with these guys. And so you got to come in, man. You got to attack the Chiefs the way that you know how, getting some new blood in. And I think this is kind of their direction they're going, Marcus. A little younger, right? A lot cheaper too.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say the cheap aspect of it. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing with Keenan Allen was they wanted to bring him back, but they told him to restructure, and he was like, "I ain't restructuring anything." I'm like, okay, all right, bye.
All right, I don't bother for that, man. Shoot, he's been phenomenal.
And I'll tell you what, he's going to a really good situation. I mean, I know you don't want to buy into the hype. I think everyone is kind of putting this ridiculous kind of thing on Caleb Williams to, you know, try to get to this, be this Mahomes type guy. It's like, okay, relax here. I do think he's going to be good. I don't know what kind of quarterback he'll be, but I do think he's going to be good. And I think going into a team with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Romeo Odunze, I think it's a great situation for Keenan Allen because he's going to eat in the middle of the field with them. Like he's going to be a 100 reception guy. Which if he's, as long as he stays healthy, he'll continue his 100 reception seasons going forward in Chicago, at least this year. It's a 1 year deal.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So,
we'll check out the dynamics of it. So you got Keenan Allen and those guys going up there with somewhat of a, you know, a little rocky situation. Okay. A lot of unknowns. And so, is that going to work offensively? Putting these guys together, and they've assembled a very capable offense. Okay, they got your number one pick, Caleb Williams. But then look at how the Chargers win. Chargers go get Harbaugh. He got a lot of young guys in there, a lot of young talent, wide receiver-wise, that he could work with coming straight out of college. So he could talk to these guys. He could get those, they got to relate. He can formulate them. He can mold them the way he wants to mold these guys, okay? And he's going to do that. He's absolutely going to do that. And he's going to make sure those guys understand exactly what it means to be in the NFL. And they're going to have to produce. So let's check out who they got, Marcus, coming in.
There we go. So new additions, obviously, Jim Harbaugh. I think that had to be at the top of the list there as their head coach. Gus Edwards, running back, and J.K. Dobbins. So obviously they're following Harbaugh, their former coach in the Baltimore, his brother to L.A. to join up with the other Harbaugh. And the linebacker, Denzel Perryman, who's kind of jumped around the league a little bit, last played for the Raiders, now in L.A. Tight end, Will Dissly, had some up and down seasons in Seattle, hurt a lot. Bud Dupree, who we love, I know he's a Kentucky guy, kind of had, you know, some down years the last few years, but it's a great veteran ad to have, as an edge guy. Cornerback Kristen Fulton, and then of course draft, Joe Alt. I will say about this though, I was monitoring the draft and seeing what the Chargers fans were saying. A lot of people really didn't like the Joe Alt pick because they already have a tackle over there who's been kind of hurt a lot, but solid tackle. And they've drafted Joe Alt, and a lot of people thought with getting rid of, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they would go for Odunze or Neighbors or one of those receivers that were there. They go with Joe Alt. But then later on the draft, they go Ladd McConkey, receiver out of Georgia, who I was a big fan of, and apparently he's killing it in OTAs and stuff, but it's OTAs, so we'll take a hold off on that. But then later on in the draft, I don't mention him here. They end up drafting the guy we wanted, Brandon Rice, in the seventh round. And after he got drafted in the seventh round, Jerry Rice came out and said that he's going to be more involved with Brandon Rice to make sure people remember who they passed on. So I do love that chip on the shoulder aspect for Brandon Rice. But you know, you pair him with Quentin Johnson, who looked kind of meh last year. Didn't really produce a lot rookie year. But rookie year, woes. Give him a chance.
Yeah, man. He's going to be good for what he did in college. He you know, I think they won, you know, for the young. Like I said, they're going for the young. That's what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
So they do have – Joshua Palmer is a guy that came in, made some really good catches for him. I picked him up on fantasy because he was kind of like, okay, I'll take him. He produced. He did a good job.
Yeah.
So I know who was asking that question. Maybe was it a Ghost Hunter said who they're gonna throw to? So they got some guys. Like you said, Quentin Johnson, Joshua Palmer. Like you said, Brandon Rice. Would he get some? He'll probably get some playing time. You know, Conkley. Yeah, he's gonna be a guy. He's going to be a guy to throw to, man. He's very talented wide receiver. So I think with the style of offense is what you're looking for. Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, you know, it's a solid from his brother saying, look, man, these guys are solid guys. You get everything out of them, they're going to work hard. Probably just don't wear both of them out at the same time. You just go, you know, run it back by committee. And that'd be a good thing for them to do. So I can't believe they didn't like Joe Alt. They didn't like it. They didn't like that.
A lot of people were upset because they have Rashawn Slater. Rashawn Slater is the other tackle I was talking about. They already have him inked in at left tackle, and you're gonna move Joe Alt to right tackle, or you're gonna move Slater. I don't even know what. I don't know if they're paying attention as far as what they're gonna do with that. Are they gonna move Slater to right tackle and keep Joe Alt at left, or are they gonna do vice versa, go Alt at right tackle and have him at left tackle? I don't know. I mean, it's a good problem to have per se, but if you, I don't know. I feel like, is it. If we had the left tackle, a guy who's been great at left tackle, then you'd go ahead and draft the best left tackle in this draft, JD. Isn't that kind of, it's a redundancy, right? I mean, what would you do if that was us, if the Chiefs did that? I feel like, yeah, it's good. We have two good tackles, but we have two good left tackles. I mean, I don't understand. Well,
I think for one, it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money. And so you can move on from a guy. If Joe Alt's who you expect him to be, then you got your Hall of Fame guy. That's what you're projecting for him to be, this type of tackle, right? And Justin Herbert, like if you looking after him, you got to build around your franchise. Justin Herbert is the franchise guy. Okay, they're not moving on him from quarterback. They just paid him a boatload of money. So why not get somebody in there who's going to, you know, watch him the entire time? So that's not a bad move. I don't think it's a bad move at all. You know, they got Ladd there, but, you know, hey, Quentin Johnson, you know, and Joshua Palmer definitely give you something. Who's that?
They also brought in DJ Chark as well, but I mean, veteran ad. I mean,
yeah, he'll do something. He'll catch 30 balls for him. Sure, yeah. Maybe even 40. Just depends. So he said Quentin Johnson's the Chargers version of Kadarius Toney. No, it's too early for that, man. I think he's going to be. He had to learn, and it was good that he learned from, you know, Mike Williams. Okay, and the Kenan Allen. And I think maybe they just had to move on from those guys. Somebody asked me a question today on Twitter. And the question was, how much animosity is it between rookies and veteran players? Okay, which was a great question. And so I didn't really see a whole lot of it. Wasn't that much of it. It did happen, but I think more so than anything else, at least during my days, veterans would get young guys prepared. They'd get them ready, but they also let them know, look, you better get on this train. You better be ready, because if you're not, I'm not going to do the job for you. Like, you got to go out there, you got to study, you got to work hard. These are the things you have to do to stay in the league, but you best believe I'm not relinquishing my spot up for you. I'm not doing that. I'm helping you so you can compete against me. If you're a better guy than me, then you show it. I want you to be able to show it. So sometimes it get older guys going, right? Because you want to see that. And it's all about competition. It really is. Competition just brings the best out of some people. And some guys just need that, so they're not comfortable. So I don't know if Kenan Allen and Mike Williams maybe seen Quentin Johnson when he came in, like, okay, here's the guy that's going to replace us. And look, I'm going to tell you something. When you are not winning, that guy can definitely become an enemy. You may not be rooting for that guy. So I don't know how it was, you know, over there with the Chargers. I'm not saying that that's what was going on, but I do know they moved on from two veterans immediately to get the youth coming in. So you take it as you will. So.
It's very, very interesting. I mean, because, and also too, you got if you're kind of experiencing pushback, or if you think the two veteran guys, you know, have something against you, that's also like kind of not going to go well with confidence. And if you do have a drops problem, that can be a confidence related thing. So I mean, I don't know what went on in that locker room, but I mean, yeah, like, and they were really bad last year, so there was definitely some stuff going on, I'm sure.
And not only that, but also too, let's just say, guys, if you haven't been winning, it is almost like the whole feeling of just poison around you, the room, you know, the disgruntled players being in a place, you know, somebody being comfortable, being privileged, you know, to say, man, look, I'm here, I'm arrived, I'm the guy. Well, shoot, the NFL will always show you, they will always humble you, okay? Like you said, Kenan Allen, hey, take a pay cut. They probably threw it to him knowing he wasn't going to do it. You know, I mean, seriously. It's like, man, he ain't going to take a pay cut, but at least let's offer this to him. If he takes it, cool, we'll keep it. But we'll probably know he ain't going to take it. And so they had to move on from it. They had to move on from it. Had to let Quentin Johnson know, look, we're going to put our eggs in your basket. We're going to move with you, okay? So you don't have any worries about, you know, somebody keeping you out, or you worried about reps and whatnot. This is your baby. We're going to start this whole new, you know, wide receiver room with some young blood, young talent in here. So, yeah, man, it could be, look, NFL is brutal, okay? It is brutal. It's a business, no doubt about it. But guys do need that competition. But they're not going to relinquish their position. They're just not, you know? Will Shields told me this, and I'll never forget it. He said, JD, he said, we know how it is, man. They're trying to replace you every single day, every single year. And that is a fact. That's a fact. So,
man.
Hey, man. Sink or swim. That's how it works, baby. So,
tough, man.
What up, Amda Brown? Amda Brown just stepped in.
What's up, Amda? All right. So now, JD, we're going to go to the upcoming season, the 2024 outlook for these Chargers. So looking at the line, so the win, this is what gets me, and I'm seeing some, I think our guy Vegas Chiefs Kingdom. I don't know if you have a Vegas Chiefs Kingdom has an anti-bias towards Raider fans because he lives in Vegas, but he thinks the Chargers are going to have a better record than the Raiders this year. But Vegas line for the Chargers is 8.5. So they think Chargers have a chance of being 9-8 next year. Vegas does with this 8.5 number, which I look at a team that just as depleted with their weapons, the offense they've had the last years, no Eckler, no Keenan Allen. And you're going to rely on guys like Ladd McConkey, Josh Palmer, and Quinn Johnson. I mean, I just feel like there's too many unknowns with that. Then also too, you know, the O-line aspect, what's going to happen with that? Is all going to be this all world left tackle that we thought? How's Rashawn Slater going to be able to, you know, go to the right side? I mean, there's a lot of unknowns there. Their defense was really bad last year. What's going to happen with that? Will Khalil Mack, because there's points last year Khalil Mack looked not washed, but he didn't look like Khalil Mack that we've grown to see over the last few years. Bosa can't stay on the field. He's always injured. So there's a lot there, and 8.5. And I feel like a team that went 5-12 last year, you're giving them 4 wins based on the coach. Right, I mean, because if you look at their additions, yeah, they had some okay additions, but I mean, you're giving them 4 wins because you think Harbaugh is going to give them that extra edge to push them over to get to 9 wins next year, and I would take the under on this, and you're saying 8.5 here, and then the Raiders had 6.5. I think the Raiders have more to that team than the Chargers do. And you and I both like the coaching staff over there in Vegas, so between the two. I'm honestly, and I know it's one of the only teams with Broncos and the Raiders beat us last year, but of the Chargers, I'm not scared of this team at all. I'm more scared of the Raiders as far as taking a win from us in next year. But Chargers, no, I would not with this team. Harbaugh, yeah, sure, it gives them a little bit a little personality, a little edge that they didn't have last year with Staley. But like, I don't see this 8.5 at all. I really don't get it. But then, yeah, we are head-to-heads with them. We got week 4, we got week 14 against the Chargers. JD, what do you think about this 8.5 number? Or do you see the logic behind this, or are you with me on this?
You know what? You know, we can never downplay leadership. Leadership is important. And like I said before, they have a very good head coach in Harbaugh. What he embodies, he's going to put into the team, and they're going to rally around him. He's going to change the culture from whatever it has been for the past few years. You know, kind of dealing with some of the mess that we kind of seen, right? And that's why he had to move on from the coach. So I think they feel like they got their guy, but he's going to demand these guys come out there and play for it. He is. He's going to demand these guys going to come out to play for him. Over here, I start writing down. Let me see the wins and losses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's pretty good. 8.5. I almost got 9 wins.
Wow. What are the wins?
So I got on the wins, I had them beating. So we'll start with it. Beating Las Vegas, beating Carolina. So they'll start out with 2 wins. Then they're going to lose 2 in a row. They'll lose against Pittsburgh up in Pittsburgh. They lose against the Chiefs there. Then they got a bye week. Gives them time to regroup, let Harbaugh get in their tail a little bit. You know what I'm saying? What do we come out here for? You know, we coming out here to demand him. He'll get them back rallying together. So they'll come back, man, beating Denver. They'll beat Arizona, and I think they beat New Orleans. So they'll have another streak of wins. About 3. Then they'll lose to Cleveland. And this was a toss-up, win or lose against Titans, but it's in SoFi, so I think they'll beat them. It's going to be a close game. And then they get up there to...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To Cincinnati. They'll lose to Cincinnati. They'll lose to the Ravens. Then they'll beat Atlanta. Lose to the Chiefs. Beat Tampa Bay. Broncos. I'm laughing because Marcus is a big Baker Mayfield fan. You know, I just, you know.
You looked right at me when you said that too.
They'll beat New England and they'll lose to Vegas, the last. And I think they lose. I got them losing to Denver the second time.
So splitting.
So that's what it will be. There will be 9-8 at the end of the year.
Wow. And you had the Raiders 10-11 wins last week?
I had them, I think, around 9 myself. I think it was.
But, yeah. But you had the Raiders making a wild card push, right?
It depends. Depends on how it all plays out. I didn't go back to my list and check it out, though. But I did say that, you know, the 6 wins is completely, you know, disrespectful. I really do. They're much better team than that. There's 6.5 or 6 wins, whatever they had them at, I think it's completely disrespectful. Like I said, Antonio Pierce and those guys, they rally around him. He's gonna give a good showing. The division is gonna be much better than it was last year for sure. Okay, and so there's gonna be some teams, man. We've got some capable coaches that's going to get guys ready. That's the thing about it. They're going to get guys ready. And so, look, we got Harbaugh, we got Antonio Pierce, and we got Sean Payton. 3 good head coaches, okay? 3 good head coaches. And so they're going to get those guys ready to come play. Every game that the Chiefs have against our divisional opponent is going to be a hard game. I'm telling you, this year. And especially because everybody knows what the Chiefs are trying to do. They understand that they're chasing history at this moment, okay? They're trying to have a pity party. They're going to try to absolutely destroy what the Chiefs are doing, okay? Every single one of them. And so they're going to try to get a piece, and just take them out. That's what's going to happen. So they're going to come with the Chiefs, and they're going to give them everything they got. The guys will be ready for it, but because I think we just got a better team overall. From up and down, head coach to, you know, offense, defense, we just got a much better team. So I don't think we have the questions like they do, like these other teams do, you know, but without a doubt, they're coming for us.
I'll tell you what, that Week 1 game, Chargers and Raiders, that's going to tell you a lot about both teams, JD. I think based on – there's 2 ways you go with this. You go, one, we don't know what the Chargers are going to be when they come out the gates to start off with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And you could say Antonio Pierce, those guys are ready to the fight for this guy. They all kind of rallied for towards the end of last year, and they can come out right away and shut Jim Harbaugh up and make a statement. Even though the Chargers are 5-12, but they're not being treated as a 5-12 team. They're being treated as a team that could get a playoff spot because of Jim Harbaugh, because of Herbert. Absolutely. If you're the Raiders, you can come out right at the gate and say, hey, we're gonna take down Jim Harbaugh on this team that everyone thinks is going to come in and because of him, and they're going to be a team at the top of the AFC West. Raiders can make a huge statement right out the gate to beat Harbaugh, and then they can kind of turn that to being like motivation for Week 1 is that everyone picking the Chargers to be this other team.
Right. That's why I had them, you know, getting, you know, 2 wins right off the bat. I think you rally them, you know, because, you know, you're home very first game, you know, and then you go against Carolina Panthers. That should be an easy one for you. It should be. So you're flying high, and then you had to go and play Pittsburgh, okay? Then the Chiefs. So we'll come back down to size. Harbaugh eating some, you know, humble pie. Like I said, getting their tail a little bit. Hey, man, what we doing? Okay? And then they'll try to rally again, like I said, for a 3 wins. So,
yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Next week we'll get into the Broncos. I'm interested to see how the quarterback situation goes there, because I think I read today that Zach Wilson's getting some first-team reps with the Broncos, which is kind of funny to me because they're Peyton's so high on Bo Nix, but they're giving Zach Wilson, who I think we've all seen enough of Zach Wilson. Maybe his change of scenery will help him. But, I mean, I think, you know, we've already been there, done that. We've seen that movie a couple times with Zach Wilson. I want to see the young buck Bo Nix, but, I mean, obviously they have a method to the madness over there. But, yeah, between the Chargers and Raiders, that's the dueling matchup that I'm very curious to see as far as who's going to take the second seed in the AFC West, who's going to be the number two team behind us. Yeah. And I know everyone's buying the Harbaugh stuff. I think it's going to be a tough time. I think the Raiders are going to be a tough team, even though their quarterback situation is really murky. We don't know what's going to happen with Aiden mm-hmm. O'Connell or our guy Gardner Minshew. I don't know. That week one game, I'm very curious to see how that game goes between those two teams.
Yeah, that'd be a good challenge, man. That's a good spot to kind of know where you are. You know, what you're doing, is it working? Okay. Are you communicating to these young guys that they understand what it takes to win in the NFL? So, when he says Harbaugh has to rebuild this season, yeah, definitely. John Clifford said they lose to Raiders twice, Atlanta and Tampa. I don't think they lose to Atlanta or Tampa. And they won't lose to the Raiders twice. They lose to them once. I think one time would probably be it. I think Harbaugh, he'll, just because of his, you know, because, of, you know, like you said, the quarterback position is a little murky for him, right?
No, I agree. I think it'll split with the Raiders. Yes. The Atlanta game, it's at Atlanta, man. That's a tough place to play for a team that's going to be pretty much full of young guys.
Atlanta's not that intimidating.
No,
they still got to, you know, they still have some things they need to do. My thing is, they're going to have a capable pass rush if Bosa stays healthy, right? You got Bud Dupree there, so they're going to bring some defense. They're going to play some defense. We know they got some talented guys in the secondary, so they ain't chopped liver out there with the Chargers. I know what everybody's thinking about, but that's just not going to be a walk in the park. I think that's what's going to be the question. It really is going to be the question. How do young guys respond to being in certain situations? That's why I said when young guys are going to have to be playing in Pittsburgh early, they'll be intimidated with that. That's a whole different environment than it is in like in Atlanta. And I've been down there to Atlanta a few times, obviously, when Tony was playing, but my brother, he has season tickets. He's a season ticket holder with the Falcons. And I love it because he wears my jersey out there. He wears 89 Dunn across his back, baby. Yeah, every time he got it.
Do people think you're related to Warwick Dunn? Have you gotten that question a lot over the years?
Yeah. Okay. Or they thought, what's the name of the wide receiver to play for Cincinnati? Is it David Dunn?
Well, I remember there was Adam Dunn, the baseball player. David Dunn.
I think it was David Dunn, wide receiver.
The Bengals receiver?
Yeah. He was a Dunn.
Yeah, David Dunn.
Yeah. So I've gotten that. Like, oh, yeah, Ward Dunn. I'm like, no, we're not related.
mm-hmm. There was a question about Harbaugh from Lacey Snake. Do y'all think Harbaugh feels like he has something to prove? He comes off very confident, but tons more pressure now. JD, do you think he has a lot to prove?
I think so. Like I said, he's been watching the little brother go in and have a lot of success. I do believe he has a lot to prove. And the reason is because when he left out of, you know, the NFL, he goes to college. I perceive that as almost a step down. That's just me. A lot of other people do too. maybe he had to go and regroup or whatever he had to do. He felt like that was a good fit for him at the time. But I think ultimately this is the pinnacle that everybody wants to be in as far as professional sports. And so for him, because he got to the Super Bowl, he's been very successful. He just hadn't been able to do it yet. And so he has a lot to prove. And that's the reason I think he came back. This is kind of like his calling. This is calling. His brother's in here. He's in here. So, yeah, I think this is where he wants to be, ultimately.
Yeah. A lot of people are upset with his decision to go to an AFC team, saying that he had a bigger shot to go somewhere in the NFC. Because, you know, you're going to be going against the juggernaut, the Chiefs, in the AFC. It would be easier to come out of the NFC.
That's what he wanted, though. He wanted that challenge. He wanted that challenge. And here's the thing. You got your brother. You know, his brother's in the AFC. He's in the AFC, right? So maybe for him, he just foresaw, like, look, you know what? One of us had to knock the Chiefs off. Who's it going to be? So
yeah, and when he's watching the playoffs this year, he's going to have two games of film to be helping his brother out to help them game plan against us if we play them in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Hunter, too, said, 1974 said he's got to see his little brother lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs, too. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. They've had that conversation. I guarantee it. I promise you. John was watching the game, and Jim was at depth. I mean, John was at the game, but Jim was absolutely watching the game. And I guarantee, just like every other coach, how come you're not attacking them here? How come you're not attacking them there? And I guarantee they had a full conversation after that loss. I promise you on that.
Why is you abandon the run?
Yeah. Why do you abandon the run? Why didn't you try to do a little bit more with Lamar, right?
Yeah. So, why don't you run the ball more with Gus? And then what happens? He ends up picking up Gus. And we'll probably see a heavy dose of Gus in the beginning of the year next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said he wanted that payday. No doubt about it.
That too.
Yeah. But that's why he said he was going to Minnesota. Michigan was like, hold on. We'll give you – what do you want? We'll give you everything that you need. It was too lucrative of a deal for him to pass up. So, sure.
Yeah. Also, too, another addition, which I didn't mention as far as one of their ads, another Ravens guy, Hayden Hurst, the tight end. They brought him all over there too. So now they have Disley, Hayden Hurst as their tight ends.
I like Hayden Hurst. I like him. He had a episode or something, didn't he? Something happened to him.
Yeah, didn't he? Have, wasn't he like unconscious or because he was with the Panthers last year? Yeah, yeah, he had a, yeah.
Yeah, he had like a medical something.
Yeah, Hurst's father tweeted that Hurst was dealing with post-traumatic amnesia due to a concussion suffered in Week 10. Yeah, Hurst returned to practice the same day, but then was placed in IR December 15th. He was released by a team at the end of the season, picked up by the Chargers 2 days later. But that's another Ravens guy they're bringing in over there. So two running backs and then another tight end from the Ravens. So I mean, they obviously they're trying to have that kind of that Ravens-esque kind of smash mouth like type of football in with the Chargers.
Hurst can catch the football, man. He can get open. I like Hurst a lot. I think he's a very talented tight end. Because I was wondering who do they have as far as on the roster. But two tight ends, Hayden Hurst. Oh, Donald Parmon, you know, that big joker. Sure.
Parmon's big, yeah.
6'8". That's a man.
Big kid. He's
going to get it, man. That's a hell of a weapon for Herbert. So
I'm seeing here, JD, they have Alt listed at right tackle. I think that's a mistake.
Oh, no.
That's a potentially, you know, what everyone was saying, a premier left tackle, and you're putting him in right tackle. See, that's why, maybe that's why Chargers fans are pissed off about it. You're drafting a guy who's more of a left tackle to put him at right tackle when you already have a left tackle. Why don't you get Malik Nabers or one of the receivers that was there?
Yeah. So they got big Alex Leatherwood too?
Yeah, they just signed him like last week or a couple weeks ago.
Jeez.
Well. Yeah, they'll be an interesting team to watch for sure this year. But yeah, I think JD's taking the over on the 8.5 wins. I'm taking the under. And JD and I are both taking the over on the Raiders 6.5. So
yeah.
Locked in on that. But the over the eight, you had him at 9, so it's gonna be kind of a tough one to get. I mean, as far as the wins, it's gonna be right on the nose there.
Yeah, I think this is where, you know, Harbaugh wheels them to, you know, trying to change the culture, trying to be that team, man. This is gonna be his influence. They get 9 wins, it's gonna be all his influence on the team. Okay, like I said, they're gonna embody who he is. And he's a hell of a motivator. He'll get those guys ready, man. I'm trying to tell you, he will get the guys ready. So we can't sleep on any of them in our division, none whatsoever. So we'll be prepared, though. We'll be prepared.
Yeah, so. I'm not scared about the Chargers at all. I think another 2-0 check mark against the Chargers next year.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Gary? Good seeing you, brother. Gary came in. So
hey. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of our second AFC West review episode. We'll see you guys Wednesday. And as I mentioned, we're going to have some stuff that I haven't posted anywhere yet from my interview with Nazi on Saturday.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Saturday, talking about the DB room and some good stuff. He said a lot of good stuff to us on Saturday. We're talking about that, obviously, bringing back Mecole Hardman, another big topic that we'll be talking about on Wednesday. But yeah, a lot of good stuff this week. So stay tuned, everybody, for Wednesday night.
So real quick before we go, because I know we'll get into it on Wednesday. You like the Mecole Hardman signing? Yes or no? Did we get what we needed?
I thought we got a veteran. I thought we brought back a guy who's been around the block. And I think it's something you and I both wanted, a veteran presence in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it more because I think you and I were the same. We want a veteran, but a guy who's more of a possession type receiver. We're not really getting that with Hardman. He's not that kind of guy. It's another gadget type guy that we can utilize. But as you always say, we like the smaller guys, and it's another guy to kind of be in that offense. It just makes us one of the fastest receiver rooms maybe ever of all time, to be quite honest with you, with Hardman there.
No doubt about it. Look, I wanted him here when we came from the Jets. This is a good signing. We'll get into it, like you said, on Wednesday, talk a little bit more extensively about it. But other than that, yo, everybody, hey, listen, y'all have a good evening. Great seeing everybody. Kathy, Charles, Vegas Chiefs Kingdom, Andrea, About Time, I'm the Brown, Gary Holland, John Clifford, Ghost Hunter, good seeing you, Donna. I'm trying to think, who else do we leave out? I think we got everybody. Charles Driver, Ghost Hunter, 1974, I think I already said. Donna Cochran. Lacey Snake, good seeing if you're still in here. Okay. But everybody, look, y'all have a wonderful evening. Good talking to you all. Great engagement, like always. Look, y'all take care. Y'all be safe. We'll see y'all in a couple of days. All right. Hey, Lewis, happy birthday again. Happy birthday once again, my brother. All right. And Maria, like you said, Maria's birthday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Lewis said he's going to have a nice steak sitting there. So good, man. I'm going to go get me some chow myself right now. So my daughter, she's cooking today. She's doing some like a I like some Thai stuff.
Thai?
Yeah. My daughter's incredible. Wife's an incredible cook. So JD, he's good over here at the crib, y'all. I eat good over the crib. I smell the cooking in there. So I'm going to go get me some grub. Y'all enjoy y'all evening. We love you all. Marcus, love you, my brother.
Love you, brother. Right?
Okay. Y'all take care. We'll see y'all later.
Love you, everyone. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you Wednesday night.
Absolutely.
Take it easy, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.